Hello, this is Meg Rinaldi, and welcome to this March Full Moon 2024 blog post, Knowing Yourself Whole. I'll start here with a quote. Self-help books or videos are like car repair manuals. You can read them all day, but doing so doesn't repair anything. Working on a car means rolling up your sleeves and getting under the hood. And you have to be willing to get dirt on your hands and grease beneath your fingernails. Overhauling emotional knowledge is no spectator sport. It demands a messy experience of yanking and tinkering that comes from a limbic bond. If someone's relationships today bear a troubled imprint, they do so because an influential relationship left its mark on a child's mind. When a limbic connection has established a neural pattern, it takes a limbic connection to revise it. End quote. And that's from the book A General Theory of Love. In the past few weeks, I've received emails, listened to clients, or read articles filled with despair. People seeking to be free of suffering. There's been an uptick in the wish to get free, along with frantic searches. In the process, they've read every self-help book or viewed videos across the internet, and they've come up with a painful hodgepodge of self-diagnosis. I call it painful because the self-diagnosis is based on just enough psycho-emotional knowledge to deem themselves as insufficient. There's not a shred of self-compassion. After all, why else would they still be in psychic or physical pain? They must be failing in their quest. What propels our quest too often is the assumption we are not enough, and that we live in a reward and punishment system. Once the pain in our lives has reached a crescendo, it often spurs us to begin our search, and that's good. What's also good is that we stop our search somewhere. Just stop. It's good to give ourselves a place to land. It's good to also appreciate that each method, technique, or life hack has its strengths and limits. At different times, we need different kinds of support. But to avoid committing altogether is also a form of suffering. When we recognize that, we could then commit ourselves to going deep rather than going wide. The process of healing remains the same as it always has. The way through is in. At some point in our healing quest, we need dare to acknowledge the relief of how small, simple steps add up to larger shifts over time. It's not as sexy. It doesn't have the same heady buzz. And it's not Instagram worthy. Simplification requires discernment, letting go of much of the wellness bling, and accepting that life contains suffering. Suffering is not a moral failing. It's a part of life, and it's an invitation to learn something about ourselves and how to experience agency within constraints. Those of us who have a life that allows us to transform our suffering into wisdom have an obligation to do so. At some point, it's not just our own private little project. We too can help others to navigate the chaos and complexity of our times. If we want a world that reflects wholeness, we need to commit ourselves to knowing ourselves whole. Thanks for listening.